The holidays, along with a continuing downturn in the economy and the Occupy movement more recently, have caused poverty and homelessness to be more in the news. A lot of us think about and worry about the homeless. Many do what we can to help, and there are several agencies in Washtenaw County devoted to helping the homeless find shelter and other basic human needs. But one thing we may never think about is that helping the homeless can also help the environment. This is Issues of the Environment on WEMU, and our guest this week is the Chief Executive Officer of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County, Ellen Schulmeister. Ellen, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning and thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's talk first about the Shelter Association. Your work never ends, and there's always, unfortunately, too much work to do in helping the homeless right here in this county.
That's correct. The demand always exceeds the resources that we have to help, but we work out of the Delana Center in downtown Ann Arbor. We serve people who are individual adults without children with them, without custodial children. And we have 75 beds in our residential program, and we are full all the time, 365 days a year, just about. When a bed becomes empty, we turn it over within 24 hours. And we also provide a lot of services to folks who are living on the street or camping or couch surfing, as we call it, moving from friend to family, friends and family's couches, by providing non-residential services. And last year we served about 1,400 people.
Now, it's my understanding there's actually a homeless kind of tent city over on the edge of Ann Arbor.
Yes, there is. In Scio Township near Wagner, there is a camp city called Camp Take Notice. Named so for obvious reasons, because they want people to know that they're there and that there is a plight and that there we can never have enough shelter beds, and what we really need is affordable housing.
It's not just the Shelter Association. You work with other agencies to help people find their basic needs.
Absolutely we do. And in fact, in this community, our sister and brother organizations work together all the time. We are collected under the mantle of the Washtenaw Housing Alliance, which provides our continuum of care. And we now have a single point of entry that's being operated by SOS Community Center, so that there's only one place to call. And if we can divert you from shelter, we'll do that. Otherwise, if there's a shelter bed, we get you in. We try to do whatever we can to keep people from being on the street.
Well, let's give people a sense of just how significant the homeless problem is here in the county. Again, a lot of people hear about it, but don't really have a sense of how wide-ranging it is.
Well, I think that I don't really know for sure on the poverty numbers, but I do know that it went up something like 14% in Washtenaw County or across the nation this year, and since the 2008. And the numbers at the Delana Center for the number we served is up 68% since 2007. Mm. So clearly, it's a growing problem. In Washtenaw County, I believe that the last count that we had, in 1 year's time, we had 4,700 people, including children, who became homeless during the year of 2009. And the last time we had a point-in-time count, we had over 600 people homeless on one night.
Is part of that due to the foreclosures that are going on?
I'm sure that it does. When we have economic difficulty, I think that the biggest problem becomes income. When people lose their jobs, they generally lose their housing. The foreclosure problem has exasperated the plight of families. And usually at the level of homelessness, we sometimes don't see the ramifications of those things for a while, because people will get unemployment, they'll move in with their families, they'll be doubled up, and so it may take a while for that to trickle down to us. The most vulnerable people become homeless faster. So we are seeing an uptick in an uptrend, which I can tell is all a result of everything that's happening.
Well, this is Issues of the Environment, and we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. There's often a lot of blame the victim involved when the topic is homelessness. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to talk about environmental effects of homelessness, how do we avoid that? I mean, homeless people they're not bad people. They didn't choose to be homeless in most cases.
No, most people do not choose to be homeless, and a lot of homelessness comes from a series of very tragic incidences or environment. For most people, I think that, but there is community cost. The highest community cost is in people, and in persons and in children who are homeless and experiencing homelessness in their life. However, there are other costs to the community, including, you know, police cost, emergency room cost, cost to the community at large, including jail system.
And,
so,
you know, we were going to talk about environmental impacts, and again, this is something people don't even think about. But
right.
When you help the homeless, you help the environment.
That's absolutely true.
What are some of those impacts?
I think that the biggest impact, there's several things. First of all, the biggest impact, when somebody's living on the street, they have a very difficult time with hygiene and where to find bathroom facilities. And that was one of the things that I realized when I worked at St. Andrew's Church in downtown Ann Arbor before I became director of the Shelter Association. So when we built the Delana Center, I made sure that we had bathrooms that could be accessed by anyone who was on the street. And we have that situation now. However, we're just one facility in one part of Ann Arbor. And so it is a very difficult situation for the people who are homeless to have to deal with. The other problems stem from people, like, as an example, getting evicted from an apartment or foreclosed on. They don't have any place to put their stuff, and frequently you'll see their stuff
That's
out
when
on
you
the curb.
Yeah, you find it kicked to the curb.
Absolutely. So they may be able to get what they can carry, and then the rest of it ends up trashed somewhere. As well as if you're living outside, of course, you have a trash problem just inherent in the fact that you're living outside.
So far, hygiene, sanitation, what else?
Mm-hmm. I think that those are the major concerns that I can see. One of the benefits to the environment of people who are poor and experiencing homelessness is that they may pick up cans and cash them in, so they keep, you know, that type of trash off of the streets, whereas normally, you know, people who don't care about the 10-cent deposit just throw things away, okay, and that helps to support some people. And I think that, you know, when people who are actively using chemicals or alcohol end up, you know, being on the street and laying in the street, it affects business in the local area, and there's a cost in the ambulance having to go to pick them up and take them to the emergency room.
A social cost as well as environmental.
Exactly, yes.
What do you recommend to people who genuinely want to help the homeless?
For people who want to help the homeless, the best thing you can do, especially in this economic time and when every system we have is extremely stressed, is to provide help agencies with their wish list and with donations, because we are really struggling. The government, due to the foreclosure crisis, is having to cut back, and that has been a staple for us over time. We're all having to rely more on donations, and in both in-kind and cash.
So by helping, you know, there are lots of ways to help, but by helping, you do help the environment, but overall, you're really helping the quality of life in your community.
Absolutely correct, yes.
Ellen Schulmeister is the Chief Executive Officer of the Shelter Association of Washtenaw County. Ellen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Issues of the Environment is a cooperative effort of WEMU News and the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. This is 89.1 WEMU.